Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now with Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Susan Nelson, Clinical Professor at the Pet Health Center, Kansas State University. And we welcome you today, Susan. It's a time that we do need to think about our pets during this winter season and also holiday season. There's lots of suggestions we'll have for folks out there. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, or toll-free 866-776-1350. You can also tweet us at 1350 KMAN. And I guess maybe just some suggestions and some things we need to look out for. And it's been sort of a mild winter in some respects, but it's going to get colder, I think.
Yeah, it has been mild, so we're kind of in a false sense of security and a lull, I think, that it won't get cold. But when it does, we need to make sure our pets are taken care of. So first thing is we need to make sure they have adequate water, because they can dehydrate in the winter just as easily as they can in the summer, especially when those water bowls are freezing over. So there are inexpensive heated water bowls that can be purchased to help keep the water on ice during the colder temperatures. Otherwise, make sure you're going out 2-3 times a day to make sure you're giving them fresh water and that it's not frozen. Adequate food supply, you might need to even bump it up just a little bit for a totally outdoor animal, because they'll need those extra calories to help keep them warm.
And what about our outdoor pets? I mean, is there a limit? Obviously, they have their fur coats and all of that. I mean, they're built to withstand some of that.
They do. And if they have a really good doghouse that's insulated, not facing the north, things like that, have a cover, and they have thick, heavy coats, think like Huskies, German Shepherds, a lot of them can do fine out there. However, when those temperatures are getting below freezing, it's not a bad idea to maybe move them into, let's say, a garage where it's just a little bit warmer. If you move them into a house when they're used to being outdoors 24/7, they may get too hot with the coats they have on. Obviously, our shorter-coated dogs, like a Dachshund, Chihuahua, they just need to be kept indoors, and then also have their little sweaters on when they're going out for walks.
But I appreciate the water warning, because that's always crucial, no matter what time of the year that it is. Obviously, folks like to get their animals pets during they like to get their animals gifts during this time of year, and there's all kinds of different things around the house with the Christmas tree and ornaments and plants and different things that we get during the season. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so as far as decorations, make sure we're keeping things out of the reach of our pets. And for people with cats, make sure there's no tinsel that's on the tree. Curling ribbon that's on the packages are all just too tempting for cats and can act as a foreign body and be a problem for them that requires surgery. Keeping food out of the way. Dogs are famous for counter surfing. They got their noses up there, and they will grab that turkey, that roast off of there. And the problem is, if they get a hold of things that are fatty, we can get life-threatening pancreatitis. Also, other things we need to watch out for, especially for our dogs, chocolate. Macadamia nuts are going to be a problem. Some of our artificial sweeteners, especially products containing xylitol, are going to be a problem. If you're having a party at your house, there may be people that set their purses down that have chewing gum that's artificially sweetened. They may go in, ransack that purse, and get a hold of that. And it only takes a few sticks to be life-threatening for a dog.
I don't know that I've ever heard the term counter surfing. I love that.
They like to do that.
Oh, I've heard many a story when it comes to that, too. And I've even heard, as you were talking about keeping gum and different candies and such away from them, I've even heard alcoholic drinks kind of watch,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we need to, because they can get intoxicated and also die from too much alcohol consumption. Unfortunately, sometimes it's intentional by some people, but usually it's unintentional. So we need to watch out for that as well.
What about plants? You always hear poinsettias, be careful. What are some of the
different
plants?
Poinsettias can cause some GI disturbance, so keep them up. Lilies are still out sometimes, even during Christmas. They are fatal for cats, any part of them. Mistletoe, holly can be a problem for them as well, so make sure your plants are up. And other things to keep up and out of the way are going to be candles and potpourri. Potpourri, the liquid, and even the dried potpourri can be toxic for animals. Candles can get knocked over, and so besides burning your pet, can also start the house on fire, which is never a good way to spend the holidays.
Which happens all too frequently.
It does.
Out of curiosity, some of the different cases you see during the holiday season at the Pet Health Center.
Yeah, so a lot of them are going to involve chocolate ingestion. I think you have to be careful, even if you have them wrapped up under the tree, dogs smell that, and they will rip open that box of chocolate. So anything that's food associated that's under the tree, you may want to keep out and not put down unattended. Then pancreatitis, because they are getting things that are too fatty for them. And then foreign bodies. So with cats, we talked about the tinsel the curling ribbon acting as what we call linear foreign bodies in their intestinal tract. It just bunches it up. Eating ornaments, I've seen ornament hooks go through the animals. So there are lots of fun things.
While we're telling about the definite no's when it comes to food, what about leftovers?
Okay, you're going to feed leftovers, and you're all going to do it. So let's feed the right things. So let's feed like vegetables, especially those without butter on them. So green beans, carrots would be a good idea. If you're going to feed any of the meats, like the white from the turkey breast would be the white meat from that would be the better option. You definitely don't want anything fatty, especially when they're not used to that. So there are some things in moderation. Think low fat, more along the veggie line for them.
Bones.
No bones. We do worry about those, one, breaking teeth when they crunch on them, and two, puncturing the intestinal tract, causing irritation as they go through as well.
What about onions?
Onions, especially if they eat enough raw, can be a problem. Powdered, especially in the gravies, if there's a lot, they can be toxic and cause some issues for them as well. It takes quite a bit, but it can be. Garlic takes even more of that. But onions, you definitely want to stay away from anything that has raw onions, cooked onions, onion powder, onion period, keep it away from the dogs and the cats, as well as garlics and leeks.
I did not know that till fairly recently, and our son informed us of that and said, you know, we were going to give him some gravy that was, and he said, if there was onion, don't do it.
Right.
So you got to be careful of those kind of things. Well, I guess, you know, when we talk about gifts for pets, what are the one things that we can get them? Maybe treats or something?
Well, there are treats, and everyone's going to buy treats, and that's okay. But because we always talk about pets being overweight quite a bit, also think about things such as a new harness or a collar or a pet bed, a new toy that they can have. So all those things. Or maybe a membership if you have a dog, the doggy daycare. If you don't have enough time to go out and walk them and play with them as much as you'd like to, something like that might be a good idea as well.
Any other suggestions at all that we need to go over? We've covered kind of the gamut, but just anything else kind of that you might want to tell folks about?
Well, I think winters in general, remember about antifreeze, we need to worry about that. So watch for spills. Do not let your pets drink out of the water in the curb when you're walking your dog. Also, rat poisons are out this time of year. And even though they're supposed to be more pet-proof and kid-proof than what they used to be, it is still a possibility that they can get in and break those open.
It's interesting because I think we take it for granted that our dogs can eat and drink anything pretty much that we can or that's out there, but there are limits.
Yeah, and then remember to kind of knock on the hood of your, or honk your horn or knock on the hood of your car before you start up that engine, because a lot of cats like to go up there and stay toasty warm.
Susan, what do you do about cats that like Christmas trees?
I have two of those in my house right now. My tree does not have ornaments on it. That's just how this year will be. They're young cats at the moment.
They became a nesting place. The tree became a
nesting
place.
They do. There are things that you can purchase called like scat mats and motion detectors that set off a sound that you can put around that will go off to keep them away from the tree. If they do like to climb it and you're okay with them climbing it, some people do tether the top of it, anchor it somehow to the ceiling. And so that can be done as well.
And is that with an artificial tree then, Dave? Or do you
it
have...
was an artificial tree.
Huh.
Yep, it was brand new. It lasted like 3 days.
Yeah, they're pretty tempting.
Yeah, well, the cat ran away anyway, so, you know.
There's a video out right now that's, I think, gone viral. One of my good friends posted of, you know, a cat kind of, who me? You know, and a whole tree went down. And
yeah, as they get older, the bottom third of my tree is usually not decorated, just so it's not so tempting.
There you go. Well, anything else before we let you go today? We appreciate some of your thoughts.
I think that's probably it. So I hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday.
And again, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine Susan Nelson with us today, Clinical Professor, Pet Health Center, Kansas State University. And again, you've been listening to In Focus. When we come back, we'll have from the Kansas Farm Bureau, Glenn Bronco, and also Megan Kramer. Looking forward to talking with them about their big meeting last week right here in Manhattan.